Hi, I'm Anna Conchar. I work 2 days a week and run a multi-million dollar online business. I also have my MBA and I am a mom, foodie, and avid traveler. I started this show to teach you how to monetize the skills, knowledge, and passions you already have so you can put life first instead of work. Making money doesn't have to be hard or complicated or require you to grind 24/7 when you focus on the right things, and that's exactly what I'm going to teach you. So if you're ready to have more time, money, and energy to do what makes you happy and really live life, you are in the right place. Let's build your million-dollar side hustle. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Your Million Dollar Side Hustle podcast. I am so excited to be here today with Lindsay Bowden. She is going to share with us all about her online business, and I'll just let you start, Lindsay, by introducing yourself, telling your story, telling us a little bit about your business.
Sure. So yeah, I'm Lindsay. I own Meet the Bowdens with my husband. I am like the face and the voice of Meet the Bowdens. My husband does all like the behind the scenes stuff. He doesn't like to be on camera. And we help families create and launch online courses. So I got my start in online courses back in 2019. I actually created an online course for math teachers. So I'm a former high school math teacher. I taught for 8 years in the classroom. And when I got pregnant with our daughter, I decided I wanted to leave the classroom. And I kind of stumbled upon online courses and decided to create one so that I could have a business and work from home. Yeah, that's kind of where I got my start with online courses and kind of fell into this online business space.
Awesome. So what are you doing today now that you've been doing this for a few years now?
Yeah, so I actually still sell that online course for math teachers. It's on Evergreen right now. But the main thing I do is I have a program for families who are usually brand new to business and they want to create an online course. So I help them, you know, find a profitable niche, grow their audience with an email list, create, and then launch the course. So that's kind of my main business right now.
Awesome. I think we kind of have a very similar story of like, you're thinking about having a family, you don't want to do this kind of like traditional 9-to-5 thing. It's not the vision of your life, right? And you make it sound so easy. Like, I found I was pregnant and I decided to do this thing and now I'm amazing at it. But I guess my question is, did you try other things like other types of businesses before you dove into this online, like knowledge-based business industry? Or was this kind of your first foot in the door as an entrepreneur?
So I dabbled in some other things. I created resources for teachers and I sold them online on a website called Teachers Pay Teachers. If you have any teachers listening, they know what that website is. So I still actually do that as well. So I sell digital downloads. And I will say that when I said that part of my story, it did sound like, oh, well, I knew everything about courses now. And it did not really go like that. That was the very like short diversion. So I won't even say I launched it. I created the course in 2019 and I allowed people to join. It wasn't even a launch because I had no idea what I was doing. And I made about $1,000 the first time I opened the doors. And then I really took the time to learn everything I could about courses over the next year. So I hired a coach. I took courses myself. I watched all of the YouTube videos and listened to all of the podcasts. I immersed myself in how to create and launch a course. And then the following summer, I had my first real launch is what I say. And I made almost 50K in 7 days.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's when I was like, okay, I think I can do this.
I think that's also a testament of the difference between trying to do it yourself, right? Like the DIY version, which I totally did that as well when I first got started versus when you invest in work with someone or learn from someone who has achieved what you're wanting, right?
Yes. I always say that, like, invest in someone. Do not try to DIY. It's just going to expedite the process. I would have had this big launch so much faster. It took me a whole year. It would have happened a lot faster if I had invested in a coach or a course more quickly.
So what were the big differentiators or changes that you made from that first launch that you had that was $1,000 versus that second or real launch, right?
Yeah.
That's $50,000 in 7 days.
all the things were different. The main things were I really focused on building an audience, so an email list. I really didn't have a huge email list when I first opened the doors to that course. I also didn't have any type of, I call it like a launch catalyst. Like I didn't have a challenge or a webinar. I just said, hey, I have this course. Do you want to join? You know, I think I sent like one or two emails. I didn't have a deadline. There was no urgency to join. Just all the things that should go into a successful launch, I didn't do that first time. And that's what I really learned. But it was a good learning experience for me to see, okay, this is what you don't do. Now let me learn how to do it the right way.
Right. And what did you do for your lead generation for your launch? And what are you currently using? Because I think that's one of the big things that all entrepreneurs want and need, right, is more leads to go into that funnel and sales process.
Yeah. So throughout that year, when I was learning everything about launching, I was slowly building my email list organically. I created a PDF guide for teachers. And it was really easy to grow organically back then, especially in the teacher space, because there weren't many teacher business owners trying to build a list. So a lot of teachers were like, sure, give me this freebie. I love it. So I would post in Facebook groups and Instagram, and it was really fast. As more people have gotten into the teacher business space, I started using Facebook ads. So that's what I use today. And then for the launch catalyst, I did a challenge. So that really helped build my list right before I opened the doors to my course as well. And I used Facebook ads to promote that challenge.
Awesome. I really want to dive into this whole challenge piece because I have not had great experiences with challenges or even working with clients who have done challenges. And actually, my business manager, Carolyn, recently came up and was like, hey, I think we need to try this out again.
I love challenges.
Okay, so tell me all the things that I and our audience need to know about using challenges to sell.
Okay, so usually a 3 to 5 day challenge is good.
Okay.
It depends on your niche as to what you're going to teach in the challenge. Because I've kind of been in two niches. I've been in the teacher niche where it wasn't B2B. And then now I'm kind of in the B2B niche. And I've done challenges in both, and they're very different. So if you're in the B2C niche, so maybe you're teaching like painting, then throughout the challenge, maybe you would teach like how to paint a picture. And each day it would just be like one small piece of the picture. 5 to 10 minute videos max. I always do pre-recorded videos, so it doesn't have to be a live challenge if you don't want it to be. And I always have a pop-up Facebook group for people who register for the challenge. And that really builds hype around this challenge in your course. And when you create a brand new Facebook group and all of these people are joining and there's a lot of activity, Facebook will show the group posts every time a group member opens their phone. So it's just, you're always top of mind. So that is a big key factor in being successful with a challenge. So I always follow the same format. I start the challenge on a Friday. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And then Monday, the last challenge day, I open the doors to my course. And it's open that week. And then I close the doors to the course the following Sunday.
Okay. So do you do this on an evergreen model, or do you primarily only do challenges for when you're launching, like a live launch?
Yeah, I've only done challenges for a live launch.
Okay.
Evergreen, I do the traditional webinar.
Okay. And do you see a lot of drop off throughout that? You know, if you start on a Friday, you end on a Monday. Throughout those 4 days, do you see kind of drop off in engagement? Because that's one of the biggest things that I've had concern about is like asking someone to be active for 3, 4, 5 days, losing interest in the actual challenge itself, and then, you know, losing interest in the actual program that you're trying to promote.
Yeah, I have seen that. And some of the things I do to help with that is I always have a contest. So I say this in the beginning of every challenge video. All right, today is challenge day one. Make sure you watch all 4 days and complete that action step. So it's just like one easy action step for each day, and you'll be entered to win a $50 Amazon gift card. That really helps people get the challenge videos watched. Another thing I do is I will, after the challenge is over, so the challenge is on Monday, maybe on Tuesday, I'll put all the challenge videos just on one landing page. And I'll say, hey, if you missed the challenge, you're not behind. You can catch up in 30 minutes. Here's all the videos, and then they can still catch up on the videos because I leave the videos up until close cart because some people will wait till the following weekend, you know, if they work all week.
And do you then have a webinar, like you host a webinar after you've had those 4 days of challenges, or throughout the 4 days, you just start organically talking about the paid program?
I start weaving it in, and then the last challenge day is actually a pitch for the course.
Okay, that's awesome. And do you host the videos in your Facebook group, the pop-up Facebook group, or do you send out an email and send them somewhere else, or kind of how does that logistically work?
I've tried both ways. I've tried to put them in the Facebook group.
Okay.
I didn't like that because it wasn't training people to open their emails for me. So my favorite way is I use Kajabi. I just create a landing page for each challenge video, and every morning of the challenge, I'll send that link to that landing page with the video.
Awesome. And do you do any like live Q&As or anything in your Facebook group throughout your challenge?
Usually I will do a live Q&A during open cart week.
Okay.
They can ask about the challenge content, but they can also ask about the course. I also really like to bring former course members into the Q&A with me, and they can give their testimonial as we're talking.
That's awesome. I love that. I love that idea. Hey there, friend. I wanted to take a pause real fast to talk about the tech stress of building out your online business. Now, if you are looking for the simplest way to start, grow, and manage your online course, membership, or coaching program, look no further than Kajabi. Kajabi is the number one tool that I use in my business. It has everything that you need to sell and deliver your program, from landing pages and sales pages to checkout and collecting payment to email and creating sequences and also housing all of the content that you are delivering to your paying members and students. Kajabi has it all, and you can get started today with a free 30-day trial by going to annakonchar.com/free month. Now, I tried lots of different tools before I finally decided to make the leap to Kajabi, and I can tell you it is well worth the investment. I no longer have to try to get all of these different softwares to talk to each other. I am no longer overwhelmed with the tech stress. And not only that, but Kajabi has the best support. You can get on with their support team via the chat anytime that you are coming across a problem or are needing help in understanding how to use their technology. Kajabi really is the best of the best when it comes to hosting and delivering your online course, membership, or coaching program, and I could not recommend it more. If you want to check it out and you want to see the power that Kajabi can be, go to annakonchar.com/free month for your free 30-day trial. Again, that's annakonchar.com/free month. So one of the other things that I feel like I get a lot of questions on, whether it's a webinar or a challenge, is how do you decide what to teach so that you're not overwhelming people with information and then they don't buy the actual paid program?
Yeah, that's such a good point, because I've done this the wrong way so where I'm a teacher, so I just want to teach all the things.
Right.
That's a lot of information. So I kind of talked about like the B2C versus B2B. So if you're doing B2C and teaching like a skill, it would be okay to teach like one small skill throughout the challenge, but 10 minutes max for a challenge video. Otherwise, people just drop off. Mm-hmm. But the B2B niche, so like when I do a challenge for my online courses, it's more about mindset shifts and what are they saying to themselves right now about courses, and they can't create a course, so they don't have time. And how can I shift those mindset so that they're ready to buy the course?
I love that. So what was your last launch about?
So I did a challenge about, it was called the Online Course Challenge. And each day I talked about, okay, I think the first day was, how do you create time to create an online course? And we mapped out a whole day, because most of my customers are parents of young children, usually. And so they don't have a lot of time. Like, toddler life is hard. So we'll map out the day and we'll say, okay, what can we replace and fill in your online business. Then we'll talk about choosing a niche, because a lot of people think they don't have anything to teach or their niche is saturated. It's all been done before. So we talk about that and how it's actually a good thing if someone has been successful. So just the things that people are going to say to prevent them from buying my program, let's get rid of those objections.
I love that. And now I'm like, I need to listen to my business manager, Carolyn, and I need to try a challenge.
Do a challenge, Anna. Do it.
So is that what you teach in your program, is how to use challenges, or do you do challenges and webinars? And I guess kind of how do you use both of those in your business?
Yeah, so I have two programs. I have my signature program, Hey Online Course, and I teach challenges.
Okay.
I also have a more advanced program called Hey Passive Income, and yep, that's where I teach the webinar version. So I've never done like a live webinar, actually, a live launch webinar. I've only done webinars on Evergreen. So maybe that's something I need to try, is a webinar with a live launch.
Yeah. And this is just because I'm curious. And obviously, there is a difference in a conversion rate from launching live versus doing an Evergreen sales funnel. But what is your conversion rate for challenges typically?
So it's a lot different between my two businesses, but for my math teacher business, it's around 10%.
Amazing.
For my B2B business, Hey Online Course, my last launch was 6%.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Okay. Well, now I'm convinced.
Okay. Love it.
So are you using these launches as your main lead generator, or you are like typically running ads to your Evergreen funnel and then using these launches and these challenges to almost like convert your warm audience? Kind of tell me your strategy around that.
Yeah, so usually for my math teacher course, I launch once a year, because as you can probably tell, a challenge is a lot of moving pieces.
So yes,
like I can't do this multiple times a year. So I do it once a year in the summer when teachers are out of school. And then the rest of the time, then I run that webinar on Evergreen. But I will say that a lot of people who get into the Evergreen funnel and don't purchase, they will then purchase during the challenge, because it's just such a high energy vibe. Everyone is like excited. It gets me excited again about my content.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what has been your biggest challenge launch ever? Do you know what your sales were?
Yeah, last summer, my launch for my math course was $178,000.
Yep. In 1 week.
In 1 week, yep.
Let's do this. Okay, so how has your online, I mean, the fact that in 2019 you were a teacher, right? Mm-hmm. And now 4 years later, you are doing almost 200K launches. Like, how has your business changed your life?
In all the ways. I'm not a teacher anymore, obviously. That's just to stay home, set my own schedule. My husband retired in December of 2022. He was a corporate accountant, and now he stays home full time. We have our toddler at home. You know, we just can set our own schedule. It's amazing. It's really the life that I always wanted and dreamed of, for sure.
Awesome. And how many hours a week do you think you work now?
Probably about 20 during launch season, probably a little more, close to that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing though. Do you mind me asking, what was like your annual revenue last year, or like an estimate of it?
Last year was probably close to $500,000.
Okay. I'm just curious, because you said you have your math, mm-hmm, right? Which is more like B2C for teachers. And then you have the Hey courses that you have. You also offer some one-on-one coaching, is that right? Okay. So like, how does your like numbers break down as far as the different products and things that you teach?
So my main source of income is still the math teacher business, because that I've been doing it longer. Yeah. I just started into this online course space and like being a mentor for online course creators in 2022. So it's fairly new for me. So definitely still making most of my income from the math teacher business, but I've really planned to scale this business this year because I'm so passionate about it, because I've seen what it's done for my life. I want to help other families have the same freedom. So
what's one tip that you would give someone who's like been thinking about it right? Like, I feel like for me, I even thought about it for years before I actually took action on it. Like, what's a tip that you would give those people? And then also, what's a tip that you would give to someone who maybe has a program and they're struggling to either sell it or scale it?
So if you are like on the fence about creating a program or not, I mean, I say, what's the worst that can happen? It gets really inexpensive to get into the online course space. There's not a lot of things you have to pay for. You can do it very cheaply in the beginning. And life is short. Like, go after what you want.
Yeah.
You know, for someone who's ready to scale, or maybe their online course isn't selling, invest in a mentor, someone who has been successful, and follow what they do. And you can do it so many different ways. You can do it, you know, through a webinar. I think that's what you teach.
Yeah.
Or a challenge. Just find someone you resonate with, pay for their services. When you get some skin in the game, that's when you're going to scale.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So now that you're at this point where you're making $500,000 a year, which is, I'm laughing right now because we're literally launching a new program to help people to get to $500,000 a year, because this number keeps coming up. Like, from so many of our clients and customers, it kind of seems to be the like golden number that is kind of gives you everything that you want. And, you know,
yeah.
But now that you're at this level, can you kind of break down what your team looks like and how you work with them? And then also kind of like the main tools that you have in your business to help run it so that, you know, you can live this amazing life.
Yeah. So I have a really small team. I just have 3 people on my team. I have one person who helps me with my Meet the Paladins business, and she kind of does all of the things right now. She's in the support inbox. She helps with my Instagram, with our members' Facebook group. And then I have 2 people on the math side, one for Instagram and Pinterest, and then one for the support inbox and kind of community help. Definitely looking to expand the team this year because I still feel like I'm doing a lot of the things, and it's hard to scale when you're doing all the things. But as far as the programs we use Asana as our project management tool. Love Asana. Slack for communication. And then all our courses are hosted on Kajabi.
Awesome. And I should have asked you this earlier, but your programs, are they memberships? Are they courses? Are they coaching programs? Like, how are they kind of packaged up?
Yeah, they're both courses. So lifetime access kind of DIY courses. And then I have some upper level group coaching and then one-on-one coaching packages for people that want more high touch help.
Awesome. That's phenomenal. I love it because I feel like there's so many people who have been successful doing this that like we don't even know.
Yeah.
And in all different types of niches. So it's amazing, amazing to hear your story. So if someone is looking to check out one of your courses or learn more about challenges or even just follow you and your amazing, cute family around on what you're traveling and all that kind of stuff, where would be the best place to find you?
Yeah, so we're over on Instagram at meet.the.bowdens. And if they want to grab a freebie from us, we have a list of 100 profitable online course ideas. They can grab that at meetthebowdens.com/list.
Awesome. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Lindsay. This was great. I am now going to go back to my business manager and let her know that we need to do a challenge and figure out that out soon. Maybe only once a year, though. I feel like it would be a very heavy lift.
Yes. Let me know how it goes. I love challenges.
I will. Yeah. Awesome. All right, you guys, go find Lindsay. And of course, all of her information will be in our show notes. Hey there, friend. If you enjoyed today's episode, then you definitely need to check out the Powered by Passive Academy. It is my program that teaches you how to make passive income with your own online course, membership, or coaching program. You can learn more about it at poweredbypassiveacademy.com/learn more. Or if you're ready to enroll today, you can go to poweredbypassiveacademy.com, and I'll see you inside the program.